The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Use that to text the show. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott, because Tyler's out here with us. I kept hearing Barry and Joel talk about Tyler and realize it wasn't our Tyler, but he's the only Tyler we know. So,
what Tyler were they talking about?
A listener Tyler.
Oh, okay.
And
Tyler White.
Could have been. And you can listen. You can text the show, of course. Missed the first hour. Had Lance on for a couple of segments to talk about the Texans draft pick. And that's pretty much it. That pretty much took the whole hour up. That and a gem of the day and some more talk about the Texans draft pick. We're only here until 6 because we have the NFL draft starting at 7 o'clock. So,
football picking day, they call it.
Indeed, indeed. Man, this thing has become such a monster. The NFL draft. But you'll be able to listen to the second and third rounds tonight right here on ESPN 97.5. I listened to some of it on the way home. Thought it was the best of the draft coverage that I heard.
On our station?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So good job by some program director making that happen.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on with our transmitter. Yesterday, twice in the first round, like there was like a five-second thing where it was just... And then it came back. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Try to get it fixed someday. So, your thoughts on the rest of the first round? We really haven't gotten into a lot of this. But, in fact, we haven't gotten into anything other than Texans. So.
Well, we kind of – it seemed like a foregone conclusion that 1 and 2 were going to be Kyler Murray and Nick Bosa. And then I thought Quinnen Williams was the best player in the draft. He ends up going third. When Farrell gets taken in the fourth, that's when things kind of go awry.
Yeah.
But that's the Raiders. There was no real shock there. And then the Giants take Daniel Jones, which, good luck, man. I saw a meme today that basically sums it up. Daniel Jones looks like he would play Eli Manning in the movie about Peyton Manning's life. I mean, if you're looking for basically nothing different, that's what you got. And the quote from David Cutcliffe, like, no swag is the new swag, when he's talking about Daniel Jones, it's like, this is what you want, NFL 2019? And I get you don't want a guy like who's a swag monster like Drew Locke.
Right.
But you want a guy who's zero swag, like a zero swag guy is maybe worse than 100 swag. I don't know. It's close. But I thought that was a really interesting choice. And if I'm a Giants fan, I'm just grossed out by it. I like the Bengals getting Jonah Williams. He was a guy that I liked quite a bit.
Very versatile guy. He can play almost anywhere.
I liked who else did I like it in the first round? I like that the Eagles were able to get Dillard. I like Darnell Savage. That guy's I don't know how good of a football player he is, but that's a freak athlete. Nobody's breaking away for a 100-yard touchdown run with him on the field. That ain't going to happen because he's going to catch him. Devin Bush was another guy I like a lot. And at 10, I thought, if the Bills had taken Ed Oliver or Devin Bush or Jonah Williams, so 10, 9, 10, 11 were all players that I liked that went right there in a row. So I thought there was some – I didn't think there was a lot of teams that I was like, really? That's who you go with? And even the Raiders, I don't think he's a bad player. I don't think he's a bad player
at
all.
No, I don't think he is. just because most people didn't have him up that high?
I just think sometimes that's what – and the Raiders tend to do that a lot. They look at the guy, they go, this is the guy we want more than anybody else, and we don't care what number we're picking in, we're just going to take him here. And we're not going to trade down because if we trade down, we might not get the guy we want.
Right.
And they're in a way, you got to give a team credit who does that. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, you could have had that guy. And let's face it, the Raiders had – they ended up with 3 first-round picks. You know, you're at 4, 24, and 27. They probably could have gotten that guy at 24.
Yeah.
But they get the best running back. I mean, I guess far and away the best running back in the draft, at least the best – the highest-rated guy in the draft, Josh Jacobs.
I'm not crazy about him for
– although, man, you got to cheer for that guy because of his story.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
a really cool story with that kid. But, you know, I it's hard for me to say the Raiders had a bad first round because they had 3 picks and they got guys I like. They just took them in a weird way.
I like what the Jaguars did getting Josh Allen. I like that guy a lot.
I like him too. I like that the Broncos traded down instead of taking the tight end at 10, which is what it kind of looked like they were going to do. I don't like the Lions taking a tight end. If you're the Lions, you've got to have – there's more pressing issues, let's face it.
Yeah.
You know, that's like – I don't know. That's rims on a hoopty. But, you know, I don't know that there were a lot of teams that I was like, really? That's who you go with?
Yeah, I like what the Redskins didn't trade up to get Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, I mean, and they got Montez Sweat, which was, I mean, I'm surprised the Colts didn't get more out of that deal than what they got.
But, yeah, that was a little odd, but
Maybe the Colts just didn't want to sign a first round draft pick for salary cap purposes. We know that's a team that's got a lot of cap space, but not a lot of free flowing cash, so that could have something to do with it. But either way, I think that I'm not crazy about Dwayne Haskins, but if that's the guy you want and you didn't trade up to get him and you still got in and got a guy who's got really unlimited ceiling at 26, I feel pretty good about that. And people were getting on me for saying all 3 of these teams reached on quarterbacks, and I would have said that about any quarterback that got taken in the first round. I think they're all reaching, but
that's what you've
got to do now. And honestly, the way it's set up, The way it works now, it's not as punitive to reach as it once was. You know, back in the day, like when Matt Stafford got taken, if Matt Stafford didn't work out, it was going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Right. And, well, we saw that with Sam Bradford and all those big companies.
And we see now Josh Rosen goes in the first round last year, and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're dead.
We're going to eat that. And you know what? Honestly, I don't like Josh Rosen. I don't want him on my team. But if I was a team that was looking for a backup quarterback with some upside, that's who I'd be going after, because now you got a guy whose entire signing bonus has been paid, and you've basically got under a reasonable deal for the next 4 years. I think there is some real – like if I'm the Bengals and I'm looking to move on from Andy Dalton and maybe not – you know, obviously they didn't want to use a first-round pick on the guy. So now – you can get that guy and have someone to push Andy Dalton. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think if you've got another young guy, having Josh Rosen there doesn't make sense. But if you've got a veteran who you'd like to see someone make them better, like the Dolphins a year ago, how great would it have been to have Josh Rosen pushing Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, and well, from what I understand, that deal may be about to happen to the Dolphins.
Well, there you go.
So a couple others, I think. I do think that
another place that he might make sense is San Francisco, in case Garoppolo's not healthy or gets hurt again.
Yeah,
now you've got somebody in place that you can maybe work with.
I thought the Bucs made a really safe pick in Devin White.
I did too.
I think that's one of those that I there's very, very little chance of him being a bust.
I think you can say the same thing about the Falcons. With Chris Lindstrom, the guard from Boston College, I think there's basically no chance that he's a bad player. Who else do I think that about? And I was like, that guy, he might not be great, but he's not going to be garbage. That's how I felt about DeAndre Baker. I thought the Giants getting DeAndre Baker at 30 is a steal. And I know Lance said, you know, maybe his 40 times scared people off. Him saying he's got C-grade practice habits maybe turn people off. But if you watch Georgia football this year, DeAndre Baker's – that's a player, man. That I want that guy in pads on my team. I guess I see the red flags on him, but I thought that 30, that's about as good as you can get. And almost makes up for taking a trash-ass Duke quarterback at number 6 overall.
A lot of people are kind of critical of the Seahawks for taking L.J. Collier, but I'll say this. If the Seahawks take a defensive player –
You're going to believe in him?
I'm going to believe in him.
Until he proves otherwise, I'm kind of with you.
I actually like him. I don't know that he's going to be what they had, but he's going to be a lot cheaper. So I didn't mind that pick. The one I'm curious about is Hollywood Brown to the Ravens, because the Ravens fail miserably when it comes to drafting wide receivers.
Yeah.
But I like this kid.
I do, too. And, I mean, you can't not take wide receivers because you keep missing.
Because you suck at them.
You know, it's – at some point, you got to hit on one. He's a small guy, you know, but he's got some real upside to him, and maybe with you know, maybe that's the kind of player that Lamar Jackson can really connect with.
Yeah. And I was a little surprised at the Patriots pick. I mean, I think there were other receivers that, and again, it's hard to criticize the Patriots for anything, but they haven't exactly been successful with receivers either.
No.
So, all right.
But they got what they got in him and Harry is a red zone target, which is something that they're going to need now with no Gronk. I mean, they got a big-bodied wide receiver. You know, I'm not saying that those guys, they never flame out, but he seems like a pretty low floor. I mean, I don't want to say he doesn't have a high ceiling super high, but, I think he's a low floor guy for what they do.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Jim Mark was asking Steelers going with another linebacker in Bush. Thoughts? I think you touched on that a little bit. I like that guy a lot. I think that's one of those things. It's a good trade up for the Steelers. Really good trade down for the Broncos.
Yeah.
And I like trades that kind of work out for both teams. And I think the Ravens-Eagles trade kind of worked out for both teams.
Yeah.
Because the Ravens got the guy they wanted too. All right. A lot more to get to on that. But I have to tell you about BetUSRacing.com. So I'm going to tell you about my night tonight when I get home. I'm going to be watching the draft, be playing a little Sam Houston, a couple other tracks maybe, and doing that in between picks at BetUSRacing.com, where you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. And you got Churchill Downs opening tomorrow, the week before the Derby. You got the Derby next week. Woodbine's open. You got all these great tracks going now. Santa Anita. And you can bet them all right there at BetUSRacing.com. They offer daily rebates, which is awesome. And if you need some action between the races, how about this? Blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today, and you can qualify for a $150 bonus. Just go to www.BetUSRacing.com/pony, and you'll get a 20% cash bonus, and you'll see my smiling face on the page. That's BetUSRacing.com/pony for a 20% cash bonus. It's time for you to get in on the action. BetUSRacing.com/pony. No one to answer your prayer. You get low, like a
valley high, like a bird in the sky. You get low, low. This is the Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, folks, David Cobb.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz out at Sam Houston Race Park. The quarter horse races underway out here at Sam Houston Race Park. We've been talking NFL draft today. Been talking a lot of the Texans and their selection, Titus Howard, and not the most well-received. And, you know, who knows until for a couple years. And there's been plenty of players that I thought on draft day, why would they take this guy? And then 2 years later, the guy's a player. And this guy, he could easily be that. He could easily not be, though. And it just go down as another butt. And the reality is, even when guys are bad, we're going to give them time. I don't know. I mean, I thought Xavier Suofilo was a bad pick when they took him. But I couldn't convince anybody else that he sucked until about 2 years into his career of sucking. And then people were like, oh, maybe this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And now it's, I mean, okay, yeah, he sucks. And well, or at least his entire Texans career, he sucked. He's probably be a Pro Bowler this year.
Yeah, although, I mean, he flamed out in Tennessee, too, so it's not like,
yeah,
not like the guy. And, you know, physically, you looked at him, and I thought he had a chance to be a really good player, and it just never happened. And that's offensive lineman, man.
Like, typically, you'll know pretty quickly with cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Which we expect to see. We expect to see them take one or two today. I actually kind of expect them to take two. I was maybe in the minority. I thought all along that they would force feed themselves two cornerbacks and two tackles with their first four picks, and then whatever else they've got, then it's okay. Best player available,
right?
You know, at whatever other position we need. But I think they're almost in a spot where they have to get guys who can play next year.
Yeah,
and like the running back you like from Memphis, would he be nice to have? Sure, but what's more valuable, a third string running back or a cornerback that you can throw out there day one and put him in the nickel, and he's out there.
See, I don't see him as a third-string running back, though. He may start the season that way, but by midseason, I think he's at least sharing time with Lamar Miller. I think he's that good.
Then so, you think they wasted a pick on Deontay Foreman?
I think one of those two guys would have to work out for you, because Deontay Foreman looked fantastic his rookie year, and – you know, last year, obviously, coming back off of an Achilles, that's a bad injury, but there's no guarantee you're going to get him back to where he was. And if you don't, then you need somebody like that. I'm okay if two of the three picks tonight, one of them needs to be – two of the three need to be cornerback / offensive line.
Okay.
And if they go a different direction with the other one, I'm okay with it. Because I still think, like Lance said, I think there's still going to be some good project cornerbacks available. I do like the idea of maybe trading down and getting that fourth-round pick back and trying to get a project, because I think a project cornerback has a better chance of being successful than a fourth- or fifth-round project offensive lineman.
Yeah.
It's just so hard to get those guys. So, yeah, I mean, but if they do their whole draft on that, I'm okay. If the next three picks are another OL and two corners, I'm not going to bitch about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fine with that. And I think what's kind of interesting is I wonder about the Cardinals from the perspective of, if the Kyler Murray thing works out, great. But if it doesn't, boy, you've really set things back here.
Oh,
and let's also,
because you traded up to get the guy you're throwing away now.
Yeah, and you're going to get pennies on the dollar for him, no matter what. Even if you get a second round pick for him, that's.
I think the best thing Arizona can. Well, I no, it's not the best thing they can do, because he'll be useless. He'll be salty. I was gonna say just keep him.
Well, but, yeah, and because guess what? Then if Kyler Murray doesn't work out, you taking two of them, you hope one of them works out, because you got to have a quarterback. We all know that, but I don't think. I don't know. I think that's kind of. He unfollowed the team on Instagram, which is the most millennial thing to do.
Well, he's the most millennial thing. Well, I don't know that they may have gotten an even more millennial guy last night, but
yeah,
a guy who blocked me on Twitter.
That's because you called him short.
Yeah. Well, did I tell a lie?
No.
Okay. So now we're like, what if I went and blocked everybody on Twitter who called me bald? Don't I mean, you? That would be the same thing, right?
Don't you?
No.
Oh.
I don't. Because guess what? I'm bald. I mean, me saying that he's undersized was not like a knock necessarily. I mean, I guess he took it as one, but that's kind of the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll miss him.
Some people don't like being called short.
I miss his tweets.
I don't.
I didn't even follow. I don't care about it.
I don't follow him either. It doesn't matter to me. I do think it was funny, like Baker Mayfield tweeting out like all these draft analysts that don't know anything. Dude, I heard nothing but praise last night to the point where it was irritating. Almost everybody was, oh, this guy's a future All-Pro, this guy's this. About half these guys are going to work out, let's be honest. And, yeah, I'd kind of like to hear a little more about the flaws. And I get that it's that guy's big night and his entry into the NFL, but you're not doing the broadcast for that player. You're doing the broadcast for those of us who are watching it.
Right.
I'd like a little honesty. And so,
is that too much to ask, Fred?
And I respectfully disagree with Baker, as I do on most things. But I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe people on Twitter. But if he was watching the TV broadcast, it was a slobber fest. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I think the other thing that I'm kind of getting irritated about are these instant draft grades. So are you grading based on what you thought they should have done? And if so, okay. Because I saw the Giants getting ripped for everything, and yeah, the Daniel Jones, okay. But I thought they did okay with the other two picks. I really did.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that we can – I believe you can't judge until 2 years out. And I know that's kind of lame because we're expected to come in today.
Right.
But even with the Texans, I gave my general reaction to them taking, you know, a guy that was not expected to go there. But like I said, any one of these guys can be good. We don't know. Even – give me, like, next year's draft because we don't even really know – let's go back to last year's draft, and let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
How many of these guys do you know are good or not good? I'm almost certain Saquon Barkley is going to be really good.
Yeah.
Are you 100% on Baker Mayfield?
Nope.
I'm not either. I mean, I've seen some good things. I don't know. You 100% sold on Sam Darnold?
No, I'm relatively sold on Sam Darnold, but not 100% sure, no.
Quentin Nelson looks like he's pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that, yes.
Are you sure that, well, let's look at your Houston Texans. I mean, if you want to make easy comparisons, and they were a team that, when was their first pick last year?
Well, their first pick was Justin Reed.
Justin Reed, round three. It looks like he's all right.
For a third-round pick, I feel pretty good about him.
But we have no idea yet. You know, and the Texans are a tough one because they didn't really have a high pick last year.
Yeah.
But you know, Calvin Ridley, a guy that I liked a lot going into the draft last year, he showed some really good things. Do I know if he's going to be good long-term? I have no idea. None. So I really think it takes at least year before you really know what you've got. And then thinking back to the year before that, are we totally certain about Mitchell Trubisky yet?
No, I mean, I think you feel good about him, but if he suddenly turned into a flop, would it surprise me?
No. Or do we know? Okay, how about this one? Leonard Fournette. Do we know for sure if Leonard Fournette can play or not yet?
I'd like to see him stay healthy, but.
So the answer is no. We don't know if he can play or not. That's all I'm saying. Christian McCaffrey, I'm going to go. So, yeah, I'm going to go 2 years. You should have a good idea.
Yeah.
But 1 year or one day, it's really hard to put anything together.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. All a little too well. Listen, that distance between us could have took a while.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow.
Live from Sam Houston Race Park, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Sam Houston Race Park. We're in about 26 minutes. You could get 50-cent beer.
Oh, yes.
So, what's your weekend look like? I know there's an Avengers in there.
There's an Avengers in there. The playoffs for my kids, my younger kids' team, starts tonight. So I don't think they're going to last very long. Their team's not very good. There are, I think, like three kids who have got more than five hits all season. So we'll, you know, we'll ride that as long as it takes. And
yeah.
And Sunday, oh, boy. My cousin is the worst person. Like months ago, like, you know, when someone asks you to do something and like it's January and they say, hey, late April, will you be willing to come do something? And you're just like, yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I agreed to speak at the athletics banquet for Sweeney High School. I grew up in Sweeney.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, it would mean a lot if you went down there and you know, gave a little speech. And as you know, I hate public speaking. It's the worst. It's the worst thing to me. And I know she thinks that's weird because I talk on the radio, but it's different. It's different to stand up in front of people and, like, talk directly to
right.
their faces.
Right.
And then have to sit back down in the room with them. It's the worst thing. So on Sunday, I'm going to do that. And I've got a speech written, and I don't feel great about it, but it quotes Zach De La Rocha. And I did it the way I always do it. I said, in the words of the great American poet, Zacharias Manuel De La Rocha. And so I don't know if kids who are graduating high school in 2019 will get that reference.
Right.
My guess is they won't. But let's face it, that speech is written for me, not for them.
Well, maybe you should quote the great Canadian poet Drake instead.
I think Canadian poetry doesn't have the impact that American poetry always has. So,
yeah, I really struggled with public speaking, but I finally got to where instead of actually writing a speech, I outline what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And make it more natural.
And then you wing it?
Yeah, not wing it, but I make sure that I hit all the points, and I'll practice it a couple of times, and then go from there. Usually it works out. It's I found it's a lot like radio. It's like have an outline, have a plan, but be willing to move around a little bit.
Yeah.
And that works for me. It doesn't always work for everybody. Yeah, I'm going to probably lay low this weekend. I'm going to be home posting draft stuff from Lance and Cody tonight and maybe gambling a little bit on the ponies. And then don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, but Sunday, dropping the wife off at the airport and going to go buy Ingenious and have a couple before we
nice.
Do that. And because I know that's my only chance really to get out there is from going to the airport. Yeah, she hasn't been yet, so we're gonna go out there before she flies out, and then it's Game of Thrones.
When night. Is she flying out? Sunday?
Yeah, like at 6.
Okay.
So it works out really well. We'll go out and have a couple, and then I'll drop her off and then head home and get my Thrones on.
There you go.
So pretty excited about this episode, and I will have a Thrones recap up after the episode. If it goes like last week, though, last week I had to go back and watch again before I could post. So although if it's all battle – I may not have to do that.
So
we'll see.
I'm in a pool with a buddy.
Okay.
For episode 3 of Game of Thrones. We each pick 10 names of people who are going to die.
Okay.
And it's basically like they're power rated. So if your number 1 pick dies, it's 10 points.
Like
if your number 10 pick dies, it's 1 point.
All right.
You want to hear my list?
Yes.
My top guy is Grey Worm.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my 10 pointer.
I like that. I think that's a really good choice for 10 points.
My second guy is Theon.
Very good choice for 9.
Jorah.
That's a good one.
Brienne.
Not bad.
Dolores Ed.
Okay.
He's the guy. He's Jon Snow's buddy from The Wall.
Yeah, yeah. I don't trust a man named Dolores.
Barrick.
Yeah, Barrick's a good one. But if he dies and somehow gets resurrected,
no,
again,
he died. Unless he gets resurrected in the same show, he dies in this episode.
Okay, cool.
Missandei.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's going to be safe, but we'll see.
Tormund is 8.
Always a good choice.
Gilly is 9.
I just want her to die.
I do too. But by the way, we didn't even address this. How is it that there's not enough food to go around? Everybody lost weight since the last season, and Gilly gained 25 pounds. Did no one address that? Did no one notice that Gilly got fat basically during a famine when they're all supposed to be storing up foods? And give me a break, Gilly. Slow down. Sam's melting away. And my 10th choice is Lyanna.
Okay.
You don't think she's going to die?
I
think her saying, I want to battle. Like she basically said she wants to be fighting instead of down in the crypt where it's safe.
Yeah.
I feel like when she said that, I was like, oh, she's for sure dying.
Yeah, it's only one point. So what's his list?
Theon, Barrick, Grey Worm, Gendry. That's the first one that we have different. And I feel pretty good about him having Gendry as a – I mean, that's his seven-point guy.
Yeah.
The Hound, who – that one concerns me. I'm not going to lie. Jorah, Davos, also not on my list. Tormund, we both have Tormund at 8, so that's a wash whether
yeah,
he does or doesn't
yeah,
die.
So it doesn't matter if he dies or not.
Podrick, 9, Brienne, 10.
Okay.
Who are you rolling with?
I like
for your, $1 million.
I like your
or
list.
As Nick would say, I bet you $100. That's Nick's standard bet. Bet you $100.
Yeah, I like your list better. So people say after last year you should be way more sold on Baker than Darnold. I'm not. You know, he had a nice little run, but let's see if it's sustainable. I like the way that Darnold showed me a little more at the end of the season, and I think his upside is much better. But we'll see. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. Somebody says, isn't Gilly pregnant with Sam's baby?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I mean, maybe yeah. Tell us then. Okay, well, if she got fat because she's pregnant,
yeah, see,
I want to apologize to...
Yeah, you're going to have to...
To all the women out there.
Totally retract that.
Yeah, I retract that statement. If she's pregnant, if not, how about eat for one, Gilly? If you're eating for two, okay. But if you're eating for one...
That's a little too much.
Yeah, and I don't know if... I don't know if Gilly is regularly giving Sam intercourse. I feel like Sam is probably expected to please her regularly, and then she's just like, whatever, I'm not in the mood tonight for your turn. Don't their relationship strike you as that?
A little bit. It also kind of strikes me as, yeah, it's funny how all these guys who used to be part of the Crows, they're all knocking it out now.
By the way, one thing I can guarantee you, Gilly has full bush. I mean, like, wrapped around the legs, up to the belly button.
I don't need to.
Never even, like, never used a trimmer.
You know, things that I don't need to know or want to know.
I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure. That's just my projection, is that it is, I mean, it's a coat. It's a winter coat down there.
Can we just go to break, please? It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
All right, guys. Got to tell you, last chance, Kima Craft Beer Fest Saturday, tomorrow, April 27th, 2 to 5 p.m. You'll be out at the Kima Boardwalk. 24 breweries want you to come sample their beers. Breweries like 8th Wonder, 11 Below, Ace, Austin, Eastsiders, Bells, Blue Moon, Buffalo Bayou, Cigar City, Copperhead, Galveston Island, Carbox, St. Arnold, Oasis, Spindletap, Sierra Nevada, Stone. I can't even get to them all. But you want to get out there. You want to try these beers. They're going to have over 72 craft beers down there for you to try. Buy your advance tickets now. The last day you can buy advance because tomorrow the price goes up $5. They're $44.95 today, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. Your admission will get you beer samples, giveaways from the vendors, and food samples. And there's going to be live music pumping all day long. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com, or you can go down to the boardwalk and hit one of those ticket booths. They've got them all for sale there as well. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, must be 21 years of age. They've got a at 1 p.m. you can take the craft beer cruise on a yacht with a special guest host from Carbach Brewing. Or the craft beer hotel package includes a one-night stay at the Boardwalk Inn and two tickets to the Craft Beer Fest. Go to KemaBeerFest.com for all the details. That's the Kema Craft Beer Fest tomorrow, April 27th, 2 to 5, KemaBeerFest.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Black hats, two guitars, two icons. Country music stars Clint Black and Trace Adkins and special guests are coming to Houston this summer at Smart Financial Center. Pre-sale tickets are going on sale today. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday, a little early.
Yeah, NFL draft coverage from 6 o'clock until, I think, 10:30 tonight. So we got the full draft second and third round on our air tonight.
That's awesome. Props to the program director.
I didn't really do anything. They just kind of said, hey, you could do this.
And you said yes.
Yeah.
You could have said no.
I could have.
You said, I don't want to.
I feel like people care about the draft.
I think you're right.
Trust me, there's plenty of stuff I say no to. Plenty of stuff.
All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
I mean, at least if you're hitting bombs, there's nobody going to complain about it.
No.
You know how many people complained about Brett Wallace's body type when he was in AAA mashing home runs? None. Then he got to the big leagues and he stunk, and it's like, well, probably because he's shaped like a gumdrop.
Listen, I'm glad everybody got some action. Kind of wish Tormund and Brienne had done it. That I'd watch.
That would have been disturbing.
I know. That's why I wanted to watch that.
God, you're a weirdo now. You'd rather see Brienne naked than Arya?
It's more I want to see if, you know, where Tormund's real nickname comes from, because I'm not buying the story.
So you're asking for full frontal male nudity now?
And female.
Oh, boy. You've changed, man. When you assume it makes an ass out of you and me.
Why me? What did I do? I don't deserve to be made an ass.
You're already an ass.
Well, yeah, but it has nothing to do with what you said.
Now I'm also an ass. So I, you know what? I apologize, people.
Sure, it's been a successful strategy, but it really drags the whole game down. And then there are his flops, which have been on full display in this series against the Jam.
Oh, Jazz. Hi, Andrew Nesbitt, guy who listens to my radio show and steals my takes and puts them in a newspaper.
That's
how are you today? The Andy Nesbitt that has a check mark, former Fox Sports, current For the Win. Yeah, he's got 4,378 followers. So I'm more famous than him.
Yes.
He's more handsome than me. I'll give him that.
Well, that's pretty much goes without saying.
But his dog is ugly. And
ooh, you're going to the dog?
I mean, look at that.
That!
That's an ugly dog.
Yeah.
It says he's from L.A.
Well, he was probably flying through and heard you say it.
Because our signal's not great to the west, and L.A. is west of Katy, so...
Not by much. I mean, it's close.
You know.
It's out there.
I think he meant hadn't played with anybody who'd made a shot like that.
You don't know what he meant.
No.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the
doubt. Are you Turkish?
I like eating turkey. Does that count?
That is extremely insensitive.
Yeah, I gotta
say. Way to win the most racist on the show today.
At 4:03.
Good job, Aaron. Yeah. Hoping that he's got some kind of a connection that might, you know, spread some light on what's going to happen.
Or shed some light.
Shed some light.
You could spread some light on it, too.
You could spread
you
it.
Certainly
you could.
Could.
Shed it. Yeah. Shed or spread, it doesn't matter.
Shed and spread sounds like a porn term from the 70s.
That's actually where I got it from.
Yeah, spread some light.
I am what you would call a 70s porno connoisseur. I don't even know.
Maybe they're leaky and it was like a self-administered diaper thing. And maybe they can't afford like the...
I'm about to throw up your beer on you.
Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, good week. Good week. Glad it's over, though. I'm ready for the weekend. Well, it's not really over for me. I'm going to be working tonight. So.
Yeah.
Which pretty much goes without saying it's every day now on SportsMap. But that's why SportsMap's a success. Somebody asked two things. Fred, how'd you get over public speaking? And how can the Night King bring all the dead people in the crypt back to life? That was... that theory's out there. I mean, if they bring the dead people back in the crypt, they're just skeletons. You know, you're not going to get to see Sean Bean again or anything like that. My favorite theory is that while the battle at Winterfell is going on, there's no Night King and Dragon because he's going to King's Landing to create a new army. That'd be pretty bad.
That's a good theory. Yeah. So, and if that were to happen, like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Cersei dies this episode.
Yeah, I thought we all assumed she'd make it to the end.
I just don't think the Night King is going to kill Cersei. I think Jaime will.
Or Arya as Jaime.
Maybe.
And then getting over the public speaking, I just turned it into the same thing I do with radio. I made everything that I did as radio-like in terms of how I prepare.
Yeah, but you're not even that good on the radio.
Well, I get that. I get that.
I kid.
I hear that a lot. And you know, when the day comes when you guys don't have me, I think you're going to appreciate what you had. That day may be sooner than you think.
One day, Fred.
Yeah.
I'll miss you.
Well, not for long. But no, I just prepare the exact same way as I do for a show and treat it. I don't do it because I would write down every single word, and I felt like a robot up there. And so I don't do that anymore. I pick out, like I said, I outline. So.
And you picture people in their underwear.
I don't do that. I don't do that. That's never worked for me.
You told me you spoke in front of a group of Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, and you said you pictured them all in their underwear.
Never said such a thing. Fake news. Thank you. You've really gotten into this thing where you just make stuff up.
You told me. Like, I could have sworn that was you that told me that.
No, that was probably Aaron. But no, totally made up.
Man, okay. I stand corrected.
You know what we're gonna start keeping a running scoreboard.
I guess I stand corrected.
We're gonna make a running scoreboard of things you just make up.
I don't do that. I somebody told me that. I thought it was you. Maybe it was Tyler.
Or maybe you dreamed it.
Foggy memory.
Maybe you just dreamed it. All right. Well, I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. I hope everybody's happy with their team's draft picks over there. Tomorrow's don't matter as much, but at least tonight where you're getting the last of the premium picks. And hope everybody goes out and enjoys themselves. And hopefully everybody will be caught up on Endgame because I'm tired of only having Tyler to talk to about it.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many cool things in there. And when did we decide was the... When it'd be okay to talk about it, spoiler wise.
I think. Well, here's what I came to. Like most people were saying, midweek next week, but I feel like Monday with a spoiler alert. Like if we say, hey,
but see, we're also going to have Thrones Monday, so maybe Tuesday's better.
Okay.
That way, we're not doing the whole show of
okay
stuff like it. What do you think?
You got something better to do on Monday?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. How long is that going to take?
I don't know. It's like an hour and 18-minute episode.
Let's say we go with 30 minutes of Game of Thrones talk. You got 2.5 more hours planned? I got literally nothing right now.
Well, we'll have all the draft picks to talk about.
Okay, there's like 45 seconds.
Rockets, Warriors, game one.
Minute and a half.
Yeah, I want to go home.
Okay.
All right. Good job back at studio today by Aaron. Really good job out here by Tyler. And then begrudgingly, we'll give Hoffman credit for another A-plus effort. That's C-minus for me today, D, somewhere in that range. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Till Monday. Oh, I still have 30 seconds? Wow. I could just continue to go on and on about
it. Or you could just go and let Rebecca Black play us out.
That's usually what I do.
Yeah.
But
because you're talking over her right now. It's really rude.
Is it bothering you?
A little.
Well.
By the way, there's a new Taylor Swift song out today. If Aaron was a good producer, he would have played it on our show, but he sucks.
All right. On that note, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.